This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Let's continue studying Galatians 5:13 by considering the third point. We are free to serve one another in love. The first obvious point is the emphasis on reciprocal love. We as Christians have received God's love. This love is to be shared with one another. It is, however, to be shared unconditionally, especially between believers. We should always be ready to carry one another's burdens without expecting them to carry ours. And if we see a weaker brother caught in a sin, we should be ready to do anything we can to restore them gently. Christ loved us by giving himself for us. We likewise should be ready to love others sacrificially. There is an emphasis in Galatians 6 to establish priorities. We are to do good to all people, but especially to those who belong to the family of believers. Why should the world trust our love if they don't see love between believers in the church? Remember the comment Jesus made in John 13:35, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." No wonder Paul concludes in Galatians 5:6, "The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love." This is Paul's way of saying what James wrote, "If a man claims to have faith but has no deeds, can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him, 'Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about his physical needs, what good is it?" In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. James 2:14-17.